Hey there, my name is Seth Juarez. We're here in Orlando, Florida for Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. And we're in season two of the Launchpad series. I'm filling in for Baldwin. We've got a special guest today. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name's James Stout. I am EpiServer's principal evangelist. And EpiServer is a global software company. We deploy our software into the cloud. It is cloud native. And we do integrated content and commerce management to deliver complete digital experience.
So integrated content and commerce management, that sounds really fancy. Are you going to tell us a little bit about what that is?
Well, sure. Basically, we can run your website as well as all of your other channels and push consistent content throughout and provide personalization for that. So relevant content tends to convert about 60% better than just generic messaging.
Of course.
So if you're set up to deliver, set up to create that type of content, then we can help you create the visitor groups, create the personas, and start customizing the site to each individual visitor based on where they are, what time it is, whether it's raining, where they are even. So
Fantastic.
A lot of implicit data as well as what they've told us about themselves. So a lot of people don't consider something like search terms to be user specific. They look at it on a holistic level. What are the general terms? What are the most popular terms? What that really is the user telling you exactly what they want.
I see.
So we can take that data, we can take their browsing data, we can take what, you know, forms they filled out, what they've told us about themselves, and start personalizing the entire site. So what we'll cover today, who is EpiServer? I think we've got that one. Mm-hmm. Challenges and opportunities our customers are facing in the market today, how we address that using Digital Experience Cloud, which is our primary product line.
Okay.
We'll do a brief demonstration of the product, maybe 10 minutes, and let our viewers know how to get started with EpiServer.
All right, let's do it.
You can see in the diagram on the slide, we do digital marketing, digital commerce, and web content management. And it's the convergence of those things that really delivers the entire digital customer experience.
I see. So is it like a sort of like a way to help people know how to present themselves?
It really gives them the tools. What it does is it helps with right time, right customer, the traditional R's of marketing. The right message still has to come from the organization using the software.
Of course.
So we can't tell them what to say. We can just help them say it in the best way possible.
Fantastic. All right, what's next?
So we are a B2B company, and so we're helping other businesses stay relevant in the eyes of their clients. It's a major concern for them right now because we are in a time of digital transformation. And as we've seen over the last several years, no business model is really safe from being disrupted.
Yeah.
Customer loyalty is very hard to maintain at this point, and it really is about taking control over the digital experience and the customer experience and putting the emphasis on that where it belongs, and we can help deliver on that.
Fantastic.
So our customers are coming to the realization that a simple content management system is not really going to be enough to deliver on those customer expectations.
Right.
What they have done in attempting to be more connected to their customers is they've invested in a lot of different pieces of software. There's CRM, marketing automation, social campaign management.
Right.
So what we can do is help bring all of that together and unify the experience across the board. We've got plug and play connectors that say, well, if you're using Salesforce or if you're using SharePoint or Dynamics, then let's use that data to your advantage and make that part of delivering the right experience to every customer.
Right. Let's get into a demo. It feels like there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. There's one or two more points.
Let's do it.
That I've got there. There is a new space opening up, and this is where the combination of content and commerce really comes in. We've always had B2B. We've always had B2C. What we're seeing emerge a lot more is D2C or direct to consumer. And so what that is big brands, Nike, Reebok, and et cetera. The name brands, the ones that like that, mm-hmm. are looking for opportunities to use their content more effectively. They've bought into the idea of content marketing. They have invested in inbound marketing. So they're creating a lot of good content. Now they're looking for new ways to capitalize on that content. And what they want to do is they want to actually provide merchandise right alongside the marketing content, right alongside the educational content. So when somebody like Narona, which is a ski wear company over in Sweden, is describing how they knit the clothes, the customer is often making the decision right then and there. These guys know what they're talking about. I think I want to invest in them. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is give them the opportunity to purchase right there, right
I
then
see.
And there. And so it's that seamless integration between content and commerce that allows you to plug your products right into your marketing content, and the other way around as well, provide the education and blog materials into your commerce site.
Awesome.
Our customers are also coming to us looking for a solution that just works. So marketing departments, they don't want to mess with the technical details. They don't want to know how many servers. They don't want to know what infrastructure is required. The IT teams are tired of getting bogged down in managing web servers. Mm-hmm. They want to develop new code. They want to be creative. They want to do interesting things, as everybody does. And so they're coming to us and saying, we just want, you know, the hosting part. We just want the server management, the security, all of that to just be there. And we want to be more agile ourselves and adapt to changes in the market more rapidly without this overhead. And so that's another thing that we can do, is we deploy very easily into Azure. We're a cloud-first company.
I'd love to see how all of this sort of fits together.
Okay. So let me slide over into my demo environment. What we're going to look at today is a commerce and content website called Epic Photo.
Okay.
Epic Photo sells great cameras. They also have a lot of informational content on how to be a better photographer. So we're looking at the homepage and see this big image slider that is just a generic message. Everybody mm-hmm. gets that. But what we found by looking at the data in Epic Photo is that wedding photographers tend to have a higher dollar value per transaction. So we want to put a feature out there that targets them specifically. But how do we understand whether somebody's interested in wedding photography?
Right.
So jump into an admin area for visitor groups. And I've already created a shell visitor group called Interested in Wedding Photography. And this is very simple to do. I'm going to look at my site criteria. All of my content I can categorize, I can tag. So I'm going to pull in, you know, whether they're visiting a certain category. So if they're visiting my wedding content repeatedly, that would show an interest in wedding photography. So if they view at least two of the pages out of seven, then I want to start customizing the site to highlight those articles.
So is this like a back end to a CRM system? Is it like a plug into a CRM system?
This is actually just built in.
I see.
This is all part of our own system, when we'll get to plugins and connectivity in just a moment.
Got it.
I'll save that visitor group. I'll go to the same homepage in edit mode. And as you can see, I'm working directly in the page canvas. And I have the image slider right here. So what I want to do, pull in a wedding promo that I can customize for those visitors. Let's drag that, place it right onto the page. And then this is not customized yet. I've just placed it on the page. Very easily, I can say I want to personalize this content. And this weddings promo, I want to only be available for those who are interested in wedding photography. But I don't want to show the wedding promo and the generic. So all I need to do is drag the generic message right up into that group. And it automatically says everyone else sees the generic message.
So as soon as someone sees two wedding-related pages, mm-hmm. the hero image is going to change to the wedding.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
This has auto-saved all of my changes, and I can actually preview this as well. I can change language. I have a lot of different preview options. I can change the language, and I can even change the device. So if mm-hmm. I want to say, what am I going to deliver to an Apple Watch, mm-hmm. you can see I'm sending just a much smaller piece of content there.
So is this, like, this CRM system something that was custom built with EpiServer stuff in the back end?
Do you mean commerce?
Yeah. Is this commerce product an EpiServer product?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's an EpiServer owned product.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so it's like a CRM system that allows you to do a lot of extra tracking in the background.
Forgive me, I'm going to correct you. It's a CMS.
CMS, yes.
Yeah,
please correct me.
Content management system.
Yes.
That is able to track all of this implicit criteria in the background in order to take advantage of visitor groups and making
fantastic.
Sure
you're
serving relevant
content.
Fantastic. And so
you can sort of create like a website with the CMS,
yep.
but then with the stuff in the background, you're able to target who's looking at what and when they do, you can do some extra stuff.
Right. It's right message to the right visitor at the right time.
That's awesome. Yeah. And please correct me the whole time.
All right, so I'm going to publish the changes, and just to prove the case, right, because we want to make sure that what we're doing works, open another browser. This one is not aware of what I've been doing in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump into the wedding blog. You saw the generic image come up there. I want to read two of these articles, exactly two, because I set it to at least mm-hmm. two. So jump into one, and the next, And then when I go to the homepage, I'm going to get a wedding photo promo.
Got it.
That's geared exactly to my interest.
That's awesome.
All right, so the second piece is actually that connectivity into other systems, and it's related to the visitor groups. If I jump back into that admin area, I have a loyal visitor group that mm-hmm. I've created. Now, this dives a little bit deeper into the options for these visitor groups, and you can see at the top right, this is not just if it meets any of the criteria, this is matching a point system. So I can actually evaluate
wow.
how far along somebody is into becoming part of that visitor group. So out of a total of 200 possible points, they have to hit a threshold of 75. Now they can either do two of the lower items, which is submit the right form, or just come to the site a certain number of times in total. We track that as well, how many times they're coming to the site. But if we go back to the right side, I have a Connect for Marketing Automation option here, and I've actually pulled in the program criteria. So if they are part of our nurture campaign, then I can say that they're a loyal visitor. And I can start promoting content specifically to people who are part of a campaign inside of our marketing automation system that's connected, hosted externally.
Got it.
And we can do the same for CRM as well. So again, it's all about making the experience as relevant as possible to each individual user. And then finally, we want to show content and commerce, which is relevancy as well, because mm-hmm. you want to show the right products with the right content.
Correct.
So we go back to the live view of the site. I'm going to jump into this blog post. Always bring two cameras to a wedding shoot. There are a lot of reasons that one might want to do that. But it's a fairly plain page. There's not a lot of follow-up activity. There's no call to action. I want to take advantage of some of the space around the content to make it a better experience. I want to optimize my funnel and get people to the purchase process faster. Mm-hmm. Going back into edit mode, I'm going to jump into my content tree and go directly to that blog. And I want to highlight again, we're working directly in the page canvas. Now, I've already edited this, but I've not published the changes. So I've put in a nice feature image for a wedding blog. Changed the image on the right to a wedding photo. I have some more blank spaces here. So I've got a blank space right above my tags where I want to put a product that is featured in this post and promote that alongside.
Mm-hmm.
So on the right, I'm working in the CMS, but I have access to the e-commerce catalog. And this is a product. This is not some intermediary model. This is the actual product inside the commerce system, and I'm able to simply drag that and drop it onto the page. And what you'll see is, based on how much space is available, it's automatically sized that to be promotional material.
Got it.
So like, then I can publish those changes, and when somebody's viewing the page, they have an immediate add to cart button. They don't have to click on a link, go to a product detail page. It's immediately going to the cart, starting the checkout process. When you have a marketing site, you typically have an objective of getting visitors to spend as much time on the site as possible.
Right.
You're trying to convince them further, or you're generating ad revenue, something like that. You want to maintain site visitors as much as possible. Once they are in e-commerce mode, once the buyer is in shop mode, or the browser is in shop mode, then you want to streamline that process. Mm-hmm. Commerce sites don't want people on their site as long as possible. They want somebody to find their product, check out,
yeah.
and invest, right? And so this is optimizing that for that funnel. Let's get the user, once they have gone from browser to buyer, let's make that as easy, as smooth as possible.
Right.
So I can publish those changes, refresh my page, and I have a much nicer looking blog page.
With the product there on the right.
With the product right there on the right. And I also have some products being featured at the bottom as well, so it's just drag and drop right onto the page. I did that prior.
Fantastic. Well, so EpiServer is a CMS system. But more than that, it allows you to be more proactive on what you show, how you show it, and maybe even why you show it.
It is, yeah. It takes that, you know, historically painful experience of trying to create relevant experiences on your web property and across all channels. And you can see the visitor groups, a simple drag and drop. What criteria do you want? You can categorize it, it's customizable, it's extensible. So whatever system you want to pull data in from, to create those visitor groups, loyalty programs, whatever it is, we can connect to it and we can make that active on your site.
And these are things that are external even to the CMS system.
They can definitely be external. We recommend that you invest in those external systems and bring those in. If you've already made that investment, then it just makes sense to use what you know about your
Correct.
Visitors. It, with something like a CRM, you're often contributing more information as a salesperson just over the phone. You pick up the phone. Okay, I found out you work in a marketing department. I found out that you're an enterprise client with this dollar value per year. We can take that information out of the CRM, even if it's manually entered by a salesperson and not some process through the website, and start using that to optimize the experience for that visitor when they come back to the site.
That's awesome. So where can we go to find out more?
Well, for somebody who's interested in just getting a demo and want to see more about the system, they can go to epicerver.com/demo and just fill out a form, and we'll be in contact with them. The way we operate is we want to know more about their business.
Sure.
We don't want to just throw a demo up and hope for the best. We really want to help our customers. We want to partner with our customers and understand their business objectives for the next 12 months, 3 years, whatever they've got planned out, and then take our product and help them use it as a platform to meet those business objectives. It really is a platform. It doesn't get in the way of your objectives. It supports them.
Fantastic.
For developers, so we may have a developer audience, I would recommend that they go to our community website, EpiServer World, which is at world.episerver.com. We have 28,000 plus community members. That's grown by a couple thousand just in the last 6 months.
Awesome.
And we have guides for getting started. It's very easy to get started as a .NET developer. Everything is done right in Visual Studio. We have documentations, we have blogs, we have forums. And we are also very active on Twitter. So if somebody wants to reach out to us and just ask a quick question, by all means, send out a tweet, hashtag EpiServer.
Fantastic. Well, cool. Can someone get a hold of you, maybe?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I am E. Gandalf on Twitter, or they can send me an email at james.stout@episerver.com.
Fantastic. So as we're wrapping up, anything else you want to add?
I actually would like to talk about one customer that I'm particularly proud of.
Let's do it.
So we recently did a new project with the Absolut Company, makers of vodka. They also have Kahlua and Malibu Rum, several brands in their family. They've been running EpiServer's software for several years, but they're one of those customers who wanted to take the pain of managing web servers off of their own shoulders so that they could be more agile internally. We worked with one of our global partners to move them into an Azure environment, mm-hmm. where previously they had to have all of the hardware in-house to handle all of the spikes. They had to have it all preset, right? And you have to have as much hardware for the peak rather than just nominal, right? So we moved them into the cloud. Now, where they were, they did have several web properties all running on the same set of hardware. Today, they have each of those web properties running in separate app instances in Azure.
Wow.
Each of those can scale dynamically. They're seeing much better performance around the globe as a result. And they are actually estimating that their total cost for hosting will go down instead of up.
That's
so
awesome.
So it's been a win all around. And with that service, we're providing them with edge caching, we're providing them with advanced search capabilities, we're providing them active monitoring, and we can do automated code deployments as well around the world.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks for being with us. We're at the Worldwide Partner Conference here in Orlando, Florida, 2015. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.